Andy Tower operates a small farm in west central Indiana.
It's been a part of our family for many generations.
A red house with a large front porch is surrounded by fields of corn, soybeans, and pastures for a few dozen cows.
So my wife and I actually built our house here on the farm 8 years ago. But really, this farm has been a part of my family since the late 1800s.
Tower is also the director of livestock at the Indiana Soybean Alliance. The organization worked with the Indiana Business Research Center this year on a report that determined Indiana is outpacing the nation's animal agriculture growth in every major category. But Tower says the most important finding of that report is that this growth isn't just good for farmers.
The impact of the entire state economy is pretty large. I mean, because you start to figure in, you know, not only the increase in economic activity at the individual farm level, but then that creates opportunities in the trucking industry, the feed industry.
It's what's called a ripple effect. Purdue University agricultural economist Chris Hurt says a relatively small livestock operation indirectly boosts all aspects of the local economy.
Agriculture is something that we can generate more economic development. And there's a reason to focus on agriculture because we have the natural resource base right here. Everyone wants to be the next Silicon Valley, but why would Indiana be the next Silicon Valley?
Hurt says this kind of growth is ideal for Indiana because it's bringing jobs to places where there just aren't many other options. But when we talk about livestock operations, we're usually not talking about Tower's idyllic farm with less than 20 cows. Instead, the Soybean Alliance report refers primarily to confined feeding operations, or CFOs. These are farms with a large number of animals in one place. Indiana has close to 2,000 CFOs. Operations with a higher number of animals are called concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. Both are regulated by the Indiana Department of Environmental Management, which enforces regulations about what farms do with all that manure, how close they can be to water sources and public roads, and more. But for some Hoosiers who live next to a CFO or CAFO, it's not enough regulation.
Oh my gosh, it hit with a vengeance.
Nancy Banta lives near a CAFO in Bartholomew County in a small town called Hope. Earlier this year, Banta and other homeowners successfully lobbied the county to charge them less in property taxes because the value of their homes is decreased by the CAFO.
My quality of life, I had to rethink everything about it. I can no longer think about my grandchildren over here to play because of that.
As for an economic boost, Banta says the CAFOs aren't bringing in jobs. Instead, they're taking advantage of a vulnerable community.
It truly is all about economics. It truly is, there is no money here because they're not going to be able to push back in any way. They don't have the means to push back. They don't have any representation in any kind of county government that's going to look out for them. They're an easy target.
But Tower says the farmers running CFOs or CAFOs are mostly Hoosiers who have farmed here for generations.
So I think at the end of the day, that what's really important for us at the Indiana Soybean Alliance is just that folks understand that these farm families that are expanding into animal agriculture, they're invested right there in the community along with the neighbors. And so they're not going to do something that's going to be detrimental to them that will also be detrimental to that community.
Tower says negative public perception is fueled by uncertainty because letting people see the big operations in person risks exposing the animals to disease. He hopes the Indiana Soybean Alliance report will help put people at ease about livestock farming. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Becca Costello.